Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
President Trump held a rally in Texas. Well, it wasn't really his rally. It was CPAC, Texas. And those types of events serve as a reminder to the left that we are not going away. It reminds me of Gladiator. Anybody that listens to the show knows that Gladiator is a movie I watch every time it comes on. I quote scenes from it, but here's the deal. Caesar says the Gladiator, when he finds out that he's still alive, "Why don't you just die?" And as I think about that scene, I think that's what the Democrats are asking of us. Why don't you just die? You know, I've been told you were dead. My legions said they took you out into the woods and they cut your head off. But here you are. And now you control the mob. You know who the mob is? The crowd. We control the real voice. Oh, they seem like they're peasants. They have no voice. But what does Caesar want the entire time of Maximus? We're going to do a study of Gladiator today. He wants to win the crowd. He wants to be popular with the crowd. No matter how crazy his ideas are. And what is his ultimate goal? To be the de facto ruler. That the Senate has no power. He wants to be the one that lays down all the edicts. It's not that he's not powerful enough. He wants more power. That's the thing of if you think about Gladiator, you have a general who's protecting the people. He worships the idea of Rome the same way we worship the idea of America. Are we perfect? No. Do we have to go to war? Yes. And the scene begins with him fighting a battle and he's saying, "Why are we doing this? Haven't we conquered enough lands? You know, when can I go home and just go back to being a regular person?" In his case, he was a farmer. Beautiful wife and a kid. And they won't let him go home. And get this. The emperor who says, "I want you to go home, but I can't let you go home because you're the only honest man in the kingdom. You've got power and you don't care about it." That's what, I mean, I hate to say this because I know it's going to make people go, "Oh, here we go." But that's what Donald Trump represented, a guy who said, "Look, I got enough power. I got a happy life, happy wife. I'm good." Think about the parallels. I mean, I'm not to go all Gladiator on you here, but Trump's got a wife and a kid at home. And he's been asked to go to war. And he goes to war for us. And then we say, "Hey, listen, will you lead us and get rid of this corrupt government? Will you go drain the swamp?" And the only where the parallel separates is Trump makes it. Then they finally do kill him off. Metaphorically, anyway. They get rid of him. Well, in the end, what happens? Maximus gets Caesar. Even after Caesar wounds him, mortally wounds him. And while Maximus did die, what happened? Rome was saved. That's why something guttural makes me watch that movie every single time it comes on. And I'll tell you this in full disclosure, Russell Crowe, that dude makes a movie, I watch it. That movie he did about the boxer, James Braddock, where, you know, he's down on his luck, he has to go on welfare, but then he ends up getting a fight, getting training, his left becomes more powerful, and he gets back in the ring, and he's just rifling through all these guys that are set up for to go fight the champ. It's, again, a thing of overcoming. That's the message here. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I talk about life being depicted in these, whether it's movies like, I forget the movie with Russell Crowe playing Braddock, but I do remember Gladiator. And the point of it is that these movies where the American spirit kicks in is what it makes me feel. I mean, that's why I want to talk about it, because, see, you're represented in every one of those. In that film with Braddock where he plays the boxer, the people are down on their luck. It's the Depression. And when Braddock is going to fight Max Baer, the entire country's like, beat this pompous guy up, this Max Baer guy. Beat him up. You know, represent the little guy, the downtrodden guy, the guy, the underdog, the person that nobody thinks can win. And who does he represent? Who does when they go into that amphitheater, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie, but when they go in that arena where he's going to fight Baer, you can hear a pin drop. And then somebody goes, go James Braddock. And then it erupts because he represents the people. You are the people. You, Braddock, Maximus, give me your hero that Hollywood really wants to depict correctly, and I'll show you you. I'll show you the person that you put in charge. Think about how these Republicans continue to throw rhinos at us, rhino after rhino. And what do? We are now rejecting them. We used to accept them no matter what. We're, oh, well, if that's who they recommend, let's go for it. Let's go vote Republican. We're not doing that anymore. I just saw Trump just put, you know, he puts out these things every day, these memos every day. And then a couple of his latest memos, he tells you, this person is a rhino that supports Mitch McConnell. They have no interest of the GOP. Go for this person. And he's got 30 million people looking at those things every single day. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not just taking his word for it, but he's giving you the information and saying, go look at this person and look at this person. And I'm sure there are people smarter than I am that in politics that are saying, you know what? He's right. Or he's, you know, let's choose this person. And they're going through it. Because let me tell you what I do. Each election cycle, I go to a couple of people that I know very well that are very in tune with the candidates. And I say, who do we vote for? Now, these are local elections. And they go, Kevin, this is the person we vote for judge. This is the person we vote for dog catcher. This is the person we vote for school board. And they give me a litany of people. And I go do a little bit of research on them. And I ask them why we vote. Well, this person's a staunch. They're not sold out, blah, blah, blah. And that's where we go. And that's how we've got Andy Biggs. That's how we've got Paul Gosar. That's how we got Debbie Lesko in Arizona. And I could go on. I'm not going to leave it to chance. I'm going to find out who people say to support, people that think like me, and we're going to go for it. Anyway, they can't get rid of us. The Democrats want us gone, but they can't get rid of us. And that just chaps their little buttocks. Keep it here, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What am I going to do with you? You simply won't die. Are we so different, you and I? You take life when you have to, as I do.
I have only one more life to take. Then it is done.
Take it now. They tell me your son squealed like a girl when they nailed him to the cross. And your wife moaned like a whore when they ravaged her again and again and again.
Time for honoring yourself will soon be at an end.
That
was the scene from Gladiator was talking about. You simply won't die. That's what Caesar, which is our government right now, except not run by Joe Biden, run by some conglomerate of people who know how to cheat and got it done. Very amazing and successful cabal. I'll give them that. But we won't just die. And see, the problem for the Democrats is the nature, the cyclical nature of scandal. That's what Democrats are forced to live with. And it's a very simple reason. They create so many of them. We are still living on the muscle memory of scandal from the Obama administration. The tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch. Nothing happened with that, right? The gun running into Mexico. The Benghazi situation, which we keep focused on the fact that four people got killed, but what was the underlying reason for that? Probably shipping arms to terrorists. Money being dropped in our enemies' hands. Opening up the banking system for Iran. Allowing the trade deficit to grow and grow and grow with countries like China and South Korea, Japan, the UK, Mexico, Canada, fleeced for almost $800 billion a year. It was $750 billion, give or take. A trade deficit so large, it would be the 19th largest country in the world based on GDP. And nobody's saying anything. No alarm bells going off. Veterans being killed on waiting lists. Veterans homeless. Rampant unemployment. The potential for hyperinflation with the constant printing of money. And I could go on. What do you think? You think things are going to go away? That's just stuff from the Obama administration. Let's move forward. What about the Bidens? Their controversy in Russia, their controversy in Ukraine, their controversy in China. On the take. Not even a question about it. On the take. We talked about it the other day. We talk about it every single day. Trump goes in to essentially divest himself of everything where he could potentially make money, loses $1 billion, donates his salary, and he's a pariah. But a guy who can't explain how he became worth so much money, has controversies and, quite frankly, fraudulent activities in multiple countries around the world based on his activities as a vice president and what his crackhead son did, and it isn't even a question of if he did it. And we're sitting here, he sits in the Oval Office unscrutinized. Oh, and by the way, in case you didn't notice, he has dementia. So we have a crooked guy in the office who got there by crooked means from people that we know participated in this, who are now trying to tell us that January 6th is our fault, which is their fault, and we're protesting because we know this election was crooked, and they're telling people, don't you dare say this election is crooked, and don't you dare say that Joe Biden is crooked, and don't you dare say that his son is on the take, and a host of other things, or we will shut you down, we will shut you out. And I say to you, why don't you just die? Because you're not going to. See, you're a lot smarter than any of them. Any of them want to believe. Controversies, folks. The highest levels of government. You think Africa is corrupt? You think some of these Central American countries are corrupt? The level of corruptness in the United States is second to none. They just did a coup. And you know what else? They just robbed us of over $6 trillion on a ruse. And they continue. And see, the problem is, everything that they do is a bigger band-aid on a bigger bullet hole, but it's going to catch them because here's the thing. You simply won't just die. That's your problem. You want to leave. What shoe's going to fall next on the Democrats? They've lost so many people because people see the absolute hypocrisy of what's going on. They see it. We don't have to explain it. Every day, folks, their grip on the country slips. Every single day. And you're saying to me, Kevin, it sounds good, man. It's just, these are just words. These are platitudes. Think what you want. They remind me of the scene in the movie where the person's hanging onto the rail and the other person comes along and tries to save him and grabs him by the wrist. And the person trying to save him says, "I can't hold on much longer. You got to help." And they go, "Oh, I can't help." And then you slowly see the hand start to slip. And boom, gravity takes over. They finally have to let go and meet their doom with the pavement below. It reminds me of the scene in Die Hard, right? Which they weren't holding on to him, but he falls from the Nakatomi Plaza. That's leftists. They're losing their grip in every single thing. And all you have to do to feel good about who you are and what you do, number one, continue to be yourselves, but watch the little signs. Look at their media numbers. Look at the sports numbers. Look at the news about Hunter Biden. Look at the news about Joe Biden. Ask yourself, how long do you think they can keep this cover-up going? How long do you think it's going to last? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think it's going to last a lot longer. I think they're going to get a rude awakening in 2022 and again in 2024.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives say a new voting law is restrictive and have vowed to not return until the 30-day special session on the bill ends. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell explains what he believes will happen if the new voting law is passed.
The Texas legislature was going to consider bills that would expand the minimum hours of early voting, make even more counties provide 12-hour days of early voting, and make it even easier for voters to fix mistakes on mail-in ballots so their votes would actually count.
Senate Democrats and President Biden will meet on Wednesday after a budget agreement was reached. They're looking to gain support for the $3 trillion plan that includes more spending on Medicare, fighting climate change, and investing in child care and education. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Alejandro Mayorkas says Cubans and Haitians should not think about trying to get into the United States by sea. Mayorkas saying more resources will be deployed to the Caribbean region because of the unrest in those two countries.
Individuals who take to the seas will actually not enter the United States. They are interdicted at sea and they are repatriated to their countries of origin.
Data shows Cuban illegal immigrants trying to get into the United States by land at the U.S.-Mexico border. A bipartisan group of senators is introducing a bill that empowers sexual assault and harassment survivors. New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says forced arbitration clauses allow companies to hide sexual assault cases and it shields repeat offenders. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham adding those clauses muzzle the victim because of fine print. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
White House defending a deal, of course, allowing Hunter Biden to sell his pricey artwork to anonymous buyers with no disclosure to the public.
Democrats want Trump's taxes, right? But none of them want to look into little Hunter Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. They don't want to look into that. Hunter Biden, this guy is the most talented crackhead on the planet. He is. He knows oil and gas. He knows very intricate mergers and acquisition stuff. This dude is bright. To be a cokehead and a crackhead, boy, I got to tell you, whoo, he makes me want to go out and do some coke. Do a couple of lines. Oh, man. What a role model, right? Hunter Biden. So, in yet another slap in the face to America and Americans, we learned that Hunter Biden has another highly profitable endeavor. I mean, he's an amazing writer. What did he get, $2 million for that book? He got a $2 million book deal. Let me tell you, I just wish my crackhead dad was alive right now because I would tell him, I would try to get him introduced to Hunter's agent. Whoever's representing Hunter is a stud. But we all know that had nothing to do with his dad's notoriety, his, you know, being a VP. Yeah. Hunter Biden is now, we've learned, I didn't know this, maybe you guys knew this. I did not know that Hunter Biden was an accomplished artist. Yeah. But if you didn't, don't sweat it, because I don't think Hunter Biden knows he's an artist. Let me just say this, though. When there are potentially millions of dollars for the big guy involved, Hunter is given carte blanche on how he, and I'm using my finger quotes, earns for the family. You know why I use my finger quotes around earns? Because that's the term the mafia uses. And you talk about, yeah, old Joey, he's a good earner. That means Joey knows how to knock over trucks. He knows how to get the money. He's, whether racketeering, extortion, prostitution, you name it, he knows how to get the money. And let me tell you, if crackhead Hunter, if that dude knows how to get the money. Now, I will say this. I don't know. I mean, how much do you give, do you credit crackhead Hunter, or do you credit the powers that be? Because the media just gives this kid whatever he wants. I'm going to come back to this. If this were Donald Trump Jr. or Eric that we were talking about, I don't think he would get as much of a pass. I don't think either of those guys would get a pass. I don't think they would be able to accept $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch's wife and be and people be okay with it. I think Donald Trump would have been rightfully impeached if that had occurred over the, quote, Russian conspiracy, because it would no longer have been a conspiracy. I don't believe that the Trump boys could have hung out with Chinese spies and accepted lots of money sitting on boards. I think the Trump family did it the right way. Maybe you guys differ, but I think when they divested themselves of everything and said, we aren't going to get encumbered by anything that looks suspicious, I think they did the right thing. But here's what I've noticed. Joe Biden has done none of it. He hasn't divested himself of anything. He hasn't told Hunter, don't do these things. He's an earner. And get this, this is from Fox News, not that I give a crap about them, but former President Barack Obama's ethics chief, Walter Schaub, is slamming a White House arrangement that would allow the president's, that I'm just going to say Biden's son, because I don't think of Biden as president, that would allow Biden's son, Hunter Biden, to sell expensive artwork to anonymous buyers. Here's the rest of the clip from the report. I believe it's Jesse Waters.
After careful consideration, a system has been established that allows for Hunter Biden to work in his profession within reasonable safeguards. Of course, he has the right to pursue an artistic career, just like any child of a president has the right to pursue a career. I think it would be challenging for an anonymous person who we don't know and Hunter Biden doesn't know to have influence.
Okay, joining us now to react, former Utah GOP Congressman and Fox News contributor Jason Chaffetz. He's there at CPAC, Texas. Jason, great to have you this morning. So, as we all know, Hunter Biden has had some financial issues in the past. Ambiguity about where money was coming from and who it's going to. We don't have to relitigate that. Now he has gone into the art world, where the ultimate ambiguous world, where money's sloshing in for things that are suddenly valuable because he newly picked up a profession of as a painter. What could go wrong, Jason?
Jen Psaki to call it Hunter Biden's new profession is an absolute joke. He didn't take up the art and start marketing his art until, of course, Daddy was running for president. Now that Dad is president, suddenly the value has skyrocketed. Look, the United States Senate issued a report last year, and they said that the way the Russians and others will actually launder money is through the art world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to create something to actually move money and provide influence, it would be this. And for what the White House is doing to say they, quote unquote, negotiated with this art dealer to make sure that there is absolutely no transparency is the exact opposite of transparency. I was the chairman of the Oversight Committee. This is the kind of stuff that we would look at. But when they say they're not going to disclose anything to anybody, it makes it even more suspicious.
That's such a great point. You could go one of two ways. You could have said, all right, everything's going to be transparent. We know who's paying for this. We know what their name is. We know what their background is. And as a result, we can you know, tie A to B. Instead, they've said our safeguard is total anonymity. But don't worry, we have reasonable safeguards in place to make sure no one would ever know who bought it or their background. It's just, how do they think this stuff passes any level of public scrutiny? Or are they counting on the fact there won't be any?
It's the latter, Pete. They count on the fact that the media will just be compliant. They will just bend over backwards and say, hey, this is fine. This is the White House. This is what they're doing. Oh, they don't know any. Come on. We're talking about the movement of potentially millions of dollars into the Biden family. And this is a guy who has had problems with Russian prostitutes, taking money from the former Moscow mayor's wife. He's had problems with China, Ukraine, now Mexico. Now he's in the art world.
There you have it. I'm not a fan of Chaffetz as an interviewer because he kind of says the obvious, but he got it right on this, and so did the Marine, Pete with Hedgeseth or whatever. This is so rife with controversy and fraud. Schaub goes on, he says, so instead of disclosing who is paying outrageous sums for Hunter Biden's artwork so that we can monitor whether the purchasers are gaining access to government, the White House tried to make sure we will never know who they are. That's very disappointing. Disappointing. This is so in your face. It is so Biden-esque. Again, I'll ask you, have any of you heard of Hunter Biden as an artist? Of course not. Unless you count the art of staying out of jail for multiple felonies, that he's artistic at. Schaub goes on, he says, he's not selling under a pseudonym. He's not waiting until his father's out of office. He's not selling at any price comparable to what other first-time artists are selling. The Bidens are upfront, folks, about everything they do except the people purchasing the art. Because if we knew who the people are who are buying this, and I'm using my finger quotes, art, we could easily see how the family launders money, who's connected to the Bidens, how they're getting away with all this nonsense. It is a responsibility of the federal government to tell us who potentially could compromise the Bidens. And for the record, Joe Biden has on multiple occasions said, I'm for sale. I'll never forget when he said, look, I'm a senator, but y'all, if you want me to stay in this thing, you got to get me in the game. Well, he's gotten it. You know what? I've done okay in life. I could have done a lot better. I'm telling you right now, financially, I could have done loads better. But there is no way. I don't care if I die. If my circumstances stay exactly as they are right now and I cash out like this, I'd be okay with it. These people who are willing to sell their souls to the devil for a few shekels is amazing to me. Joe Biden, I mean, I think he probably could have done well, better himself. I think that he laments that he hasn't. But what's he after? What's he going to do if he were to make $100 million now as president illegally through his son? What's it get him? And what's his crackhead son going to do? You think he's going to reform himself? You think he's going to be a better citizen of the world? I don't think so. I'm just glad some people in this country have ethics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists think that they ignore us. That they just do what they do, that they can get away with whatever they want. They don't have to pay attention to us. But the fact is, we ignore them. And what's funny about it is, as I think about the concept of what I'm saying here, we ignore them. That's how they've gotten away with what they've gotten away with. But the problem is, the more we ignore them, the more they lose their grip on what gives them power. And that is that bully pulpit of the media, social media, etc. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Particularly, go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And you're going to find out we have a lot to offer you. Trust me. Things that we use that will save you money, save you time, and we will add to this all the time. I'm not going to say every week. And we'll add to it all the time. I mean, but we are adding to it all the time. But there are things that we try, we use. If you do it, you're probably going to get the same results. We will not offer you something we haven't tried. And I hope you get one of our shirts. Patriot is my pronoun. There's a certificate of forgiveness you can send to one of your or white guilt forgiveness card. You can send to one of your leftist buddies on his birthday, his or her birthday or holiday or something. That's just coming out. And a lot of other stuff. Anyway, check us out. So, again, leftists ignore us. They ignore our ideas, our concepts, everything. They ignore us when we push back and say we don't like this legislation. But really, what they hate is that we ignore them. And I know that sounds weird because you're saying, well, Kevin, you're plugged into the legislature. You're the ones fighting back. No, no, no. I'm talking about ignore them in terms of who they are, what they stand for. We ignore them. I will give you proof on both of these, even though I know it doesn't seem like I'm saying the same thing, but I am. Your voice is heard daily, loudly and clearly to the left. They try to ignore you, but it is heard all the time. And you know what? It's so loud, it's deafening. See, that's what I'm talking about. I know, come on, Kevin, you're being conceptual here. I am being conceptual. I'm telling you, your voice is so loud, it's deafening to the left. Yep, they hear you loud and clear. So much they put their hands over their ears to try to ignore you, but they can't do it. See, I'm overjoyed that your voice has spoken so loudly and that you continue to boycott the fake news media. This correction for media is long overdue. I was talking to some people a while back, older folks, and I said to them, do you remember when Walter Cronkite said, and that's the way it was? Because he was giving you the news, and it was the way it was. It wasn't, you know, he didn't try to maneuver you. It was just, that's it. That's the news of the day. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't some level of manipulation, but nothing like there is today. We have witnessed media malpractice for decades. And now that the media did its part in the big cheat, they are experiencing the fallout. They continue to lose massive audiences. I don't know how much lower you can go. It's like these award shows. When you're losing 60% of your audience year after year, it doesn't take very many iterations before you say, why are we doing this? Why are you spending millions of dollars on lavish parties that nobody cares about? Because you're only entertaining yourselves at this point. Nobody's watching. Fox News, they said, I'm just giving you this report, topped the June viewership figures as well as second quarter ratings. But all of the news networks continue to show steep declines in a post-election, post-Donald Trump presidency news environment. Without Trump, they're like a manufacturer who can't get the product right. It isn't even being rejected. It's not even being sold. And as I said earlier, 30 million people, give or take, whatever, get Donald Trump's newsletter every single day. I don't know how big he is, but I'll tell you this. Just from his website, that is the big, well, I get him an email. That is the biggest news site probably in America, if you're doing bigger than Drudge. Or Drudge used to be. I don't think people care much about Drudge anymore. But let me give you these statistics. In prime time, Fox News topped with an average of 2.13 million viewers, compared to 1.31 million for MSNBC and 798,000 for CNN. Compared to the same month a year earlier, Fox News was off 42%, MSNBC was down 36%, and CNN dropped 57%. In the 25 to 54 demo, Fox drew an average of 329,000, down 50%, compared to CNN to 179,000, who fell 68%, and MSNBC was off by 48%. All of these news organizations have lost 50%, almost 50% of their coveted demographic, with CNN losing a lot more, two-thirds of their demographic, and Fox had the best showing of them all across all demographics, and it dropped off 42%. That's just incredible. By the way, this is the network that supposedly we gravitate to, that where we get all our news from. We didn't take any prisoners. I have not watched a Fox show in years. Years. The only way I see anything, including Tucker, is when I get a clip from somebody. I don't watch Fox, and neither do many of you now. And, oh, they're holding on. Great. Let me just tell you, if the people that voted for Trump, I keep coming back to this. If the people that voted for Trump, 80 million people, decide we're going to collectively watch Kevin's YouTube channel, I don't even need 80 million. If 4 million of them, 5%, said, Kevin, we're going to watch your show every day on, and I'll use YouTube as an example, but I'm banned on YouTube, I would have more audience than the top show of Fox. And just so you know, there are people out there who get audiences larger. Steven Crowder gets an audience larger than almost all the major media outlets in America. I'm talking about Rachel Maddow, all of them. Crowder gets more. Good for him. Brandon Tatum. These guys get 1 million, 2 million, 3 million people that watch their stuff every time they put something out. Congratulations to them. They said in a total day, Fox News averaged 1.17 million in total viewers, down 35%. MSNBC, 763,000, down 37%. CNN was at 580,000, down 49%. In the 25 to 54 demo, I'm not going to give you the numbers, but Fox News is down, the actual viewer numbers, but Fox News was down 42%, CNN down 59%, and MSNBC 48%. That is your work. That's your handiwork. Now, think about that 25 to 54. That's critical. Why? Because those are the ones that are trying to indoctrinate and train. So while their regular numbers are down 35, 37, and 49%, the demographic that they're trying to get to indoctrinate, are down 42, 59, and 48% for those three networks. That is triage. That would make anybody go, what are we doing? Suzanne Scott should be fired. You know, I would be looking at the management team going, what in the heck are you doing? Trump's team chimed in on this. It says, I'm proud to inform you that the lamestream media has hit the lowest approval ratings ever recorded. I think it would be fair to assume that I had something to do with that. They are not only dishonest and corrupt, they are truly, according to a recent poll, the enemy of the people. In a similar category, CNN's ratings are down a whopping and record-setting 79%, and likewise, horrible numbers for MSDNC. Joe Scarborough and his lovely wife, Mika, are at record lows. These developments are great news for the American people. Donald Trump is winning, even in his loss.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.